Welcome to the Heal Podcast. I'm Kelly Noonan Gorris, and every week I speak to the leading doctors, healers, spiritual teachers, and scientists to find out what is truly possible when it comes to healing. I also interview real people with extraordinary healing stories. My philosophy is, what's possible for one is possible for all. And I've discovered on my journey that so much more is possible than we can begin to imagine. All right, everybody, welcome to the Heal Podcast. On this episode, I'm super excited to welcome my dear friend, Alyssa Goodman, who is an integrative holistic nutritionist and much more, an author, a baker. Now you're studying
a cleanser,
a serial cleanser.
True.
Studying functional medicine now online. So much to talk about. A little backstory. Alyssa was diagnosed with cancer in her early 30s. She took the alternative approach to healing and healed. She's here today, looking vibrant as ever. After having her two girls, she was then diagnosed with hypothyroidism and Hashimoto's, which she was also able to put in remission. Her husband was diagnosed with cancer at 43 and lost his battle a year and a half later, which is wild because I'm that age right now. So I can't even imagine, especially with having children. And so Alyssa decided it was time to take health more seriously and become an integrative holistic nutritionist. Fast forward several years and she's helped thousands of clients improve and manage and resolve their health issues. Alyssa has created several successful cleanses, which we'll talk about today, with Cafe Gratitude and M Cafe. She has her own delivered EG kitchen cleanse in Los Angeles, and she's got a digital 7-day reset cleanse. She's got these super seed bars that are just delicious. Cannot leave home without them. And they're sold online nationwide along with her new granola. So many yummy goodies that offering. Yes. You published a book, Alyssa published a book called Cancer Hacks, which sounds like everybody needs to pick up because cancer is raging right now. And she's currently working on her second book about pro-aging, which I love that. You don't ever hear that. And how to physically, emotionally, and spiritually cleanse to live a vibrant and thriving life. So, Alyssa, welcome. I can't wait to have this conversation.
I can't either. I've been waiting for this for a long time.
I know. How has this not happened before?
I know. I'm so excited to be here.
Wild.
I mean, it was wild listening to you read all of that. You know, you don't realize what all you've done, too, in your life until you hear someone talk about yourself.
Totally. It's a lot.
Yeah. But it's been fun, though. I didn't get into this to become a nutritionist. So when my husband passed away, I went back to school just to get healthy. Yeah. I was so not healthy. I was so exhausted. I didn't even know how I was going to get myself to keep going with these two girls at home at 10 and 7 and like get them healthy and not have us both, all three of us, be afraid of cancer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's how it all kind of started. And then once I got into it and started feeling good and doing some of the modalities and things that I was learning, I had never felt better. So it just kind of one thing led to another.
And snowballed. And now you're basically levitating and glowing.
And
you are the picture of vibrant health.
Thank you. I know. I've never felt better. And like, I do want to be a spokesperson for people who age 63. And like, I didn't feel good all my life. I was always behind the eight ball, always tired, always, you know, craving sugar, caffeine. I had two parents that were very type A and they were up at 5 and they finished like what they had to do by 8 a.m. And here I was, you know, just dragging and feeling emotionally not like I could keep up and also physically. And it was hard. And now I don't feel that way. So.
And any, just because of the cancer diagnosis, like what kind of cancer were you diagnosed with? How did you intuitively know to choose the alternative or maybe more holistic path? And then for your husband to be diagnosed as well, did you think it was like an environmental, a location thing? Tell me what you,
great questions,
what you woke up to in that process.
So when I was diagnosed, I did not even know I had cancer. I was getting a massage and the masseuse felt a lymph node on my collarbone. So thank God for the masseuse because she was like, you're not supposed to have a swollen lymph node on your collarbone. Go get that checked out. And I did. And the doctor, even when I walked in and just he felt it, he was like, oh my God, this could be cancer. It was really, you know, the way doctors treat you, as you know, they're they scare the living daylights out of you. They're not very warm and like, you know, cancer is a word that scares everyone, but the lucky thing for me was I went to see three doctors. The third one was a radiologist oncologist at St. John's, and he sat me down and he said, it was an early stage, so like a 1A, and he goes, you know, what's going on with your life? Are you stressed? Are you happy?
That's an amazing doctor.
Oh my God.
They don't normally,
Before the time. I mean, like, are you happy with your life, your work, all of it? And I remember bursting into tears, like, I don't even know what happy is. I don't know what not being stressed is. You know, I just had lived in this like fight or flight mode and constantly on that treadmill trying to keep up. And I didn't know what calm or like feeling at peace. He's like, do you have any peacefulness in your life? And I'm like, what does that mean? So he was also really instrumental. And he said, you know, let's get your emotional well-being in under wraps and like, let's get you some help there. And he even said, do yoga, meditation, you know, go see a therapist for your mental well-being, which I did. I did all of that. The cool thing is, before that, my mom had asthma, and I was growing up in Arizona, and she used to go to this place called Rancho La Puerta. Okay. Do you know Rancho La Puerta?
I don't.
Wow, I'm shocked. It's in Tecate, Mexico. Okay. So I think that it was the first of its kind. It was a health ranch. So you'd go for a week, and you were off the grid, no telephone. There was only one phone for the whole ranch. And there were probably about 50, 60 women that would go, mostly, not a lot of men. And you would hike, and you'd eat the food. It was plant-based. And you had massages, you had yoga, you had meditation. I mean, it was like way beyond its time, too.
Yeah.
And I feel like that really, so I saw these women change in 7 days. They'd go depressed, not sleeping, you know, yeah, definitely they had hormone issues, didn't really know about those in that time, but they were different women when they left. Wow. I mean, they were dancing on tables, they'd sometimes go into town, which was not too safe, and they were so happy, and they got that break from life, and they got to reset themselves. And so I saw what healthy food did for you, and then I also saw what like sort of slowing down and staying exercising and all of those things. So I had that in the back of, you know, what I grew up with, so I was lucky.
Wow.
So that's what I did when I got cancer. I juiced, I became a vegan, I started doing yoga. You know, LA has everything.
Yeah.
Acupuncture, colonics, you know, I did it all.
That's amazing.
I'm also a seeker, so
yeah.
I love to experiment.
Got it. And so he, because it was early stage, he wasn't too concerned, and he wasn't like, let's do chemo on Monday.
No. Okay. And he said, you know, I chose to do half the radiation. So only because my family was all freaking out. Mm-hmm. They were like, if you don't do any treatment, they were really beside themselves. Mm-hmm. So I just, to appease them, I did half the radiation. And that was not so fun either, because, you know, that's when I got the hypothyroidism and got the Hashimoto's, and still have an issue with my thyroid all these years later.
Wow.
You know, 30 years later, because it never goes back once it's radiated.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I got myself back together, had the girls, and then when my husband was diagnosed, the sad thing about his is that his dad died when he was 2. Of melanoma. Mm. So I think in his head at that early age, you know how a lot of times those first 7 years of your life, your subconscious is fully downloaded. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think he was terrified more so than me of the cancer and thought he would die. And that was how he approached it.
Really?
He was so scared.
Yeah, and he had that belief that it was a death sentence, and because he had that experience, he couldn't shake it.
No.
Probably.
We tried everything. We tried good food and all these holistic measures, but the cancer kept coming back. His was more aggressive. So mine was Hodgkin's, his was non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Mm. And it was a farther along stage. The doctor didn't catch it for 6 months. And, you know, he did 2 bone marrow transplants in 1.5 years, which is really unheard of. His immune system really couldn't take it.
Wow.
And he died of fungal pneumonia. So he didn't die from the cancer. It was really from the immune system.
Oh, my gosh.
I know.
So sad.
It was crazy to see such a healthy man disintegrate.
Wow.
In 1.5 years.
Wow. And again, you guys both got diagnosed with lymphoma. Like,
I know.
Is there like what something in your neighborhood that's awry? Like what?
I mean, the thing that I came up with was, I think it was just our emotional well-being. Mm-hmm. We were you know, we really didn't have a really high self-esteem of ourselves. I think we always kind of felt a little lesser than. We had to work hard. You know, we had older siblings that were sort of the pride and joy of the family. And there was just a lot of stress in our life and a lot of trauma mm-hmm. went on. I mean, and I feel like as we talk, you know, as you know, over these years and you learn about trauma and cancer and all the health issues that come along with it, I just feel like we just hadn't dealt with it. No one taught us how to do it. And we didn't get into therapy early. You know, I think we just stored it all up. And I think we just downregulated our immune systems. And then also we were also just, all we thought about was, you know, good job, making a lot of money, climbing the ladder. We just moved to LA. So it was all about that. It wasn't about the emotional, you know, well-being, mm-hmm. which was really sad. But the interesting thing, Kelly, is a friend of mine came over after he passed away. We had moved into a new house in Hancock Park, and we had remodeled it. And she came over with her EMF machine. She was really wondering, like, what the heck? Like, she just thought there was something.
Same.
Yeah, right. And when we tested his side of the bed, this is crazy, was off the charts high.
Whoa.
So I feel like when we remodeled, maybe the wiring in that where our bedroom was, because we remodeled the whole master, it wasn't grounded. And my side of the bed was fine.
Wow.
And then also downstairs in our family room where he sat and watched TV, it was off the charts high. I know. And I don't think that's the only thing, of course.
Yeah.
But I think along with the other things, not dealing with the emotional stuff and then maybe having that, sleeping under that.
I mean, for you to even test for EMF back then.
I know.
That's 20 years ago. That's wild.
I know.
Can she come to my house to like tomorrow?
Because I mean,
I am concerned about it, but right. I'm like, for some reason, I just like don't know which EMF radiation handheld to detect. To, like, I don't know. Yeah. Do you have any recommendations on how to check your house?
I will check with her. I mean, I have checked the house for things before, our new house now, but I will check with her and
really?
See. Yeah, I don't think she lives here anymore. She lives in New York, but...
See if she has any recommendations for someone at her, because I am curious. I, like, take out all the Wi-Fi from our bedrooms.
Smart.
You know?
I know. So smart.
But, yeah, it's that invisible factor that mm-hmm. is just so creepy.
Right. He also was, and I know I don't want to give this impression that sugar gives you cancer, because everyone says cancer feeds off of sugar, but he was a sugaraholic. He had this huge candy jar in his office, and he would eat it throughout the week. He also had to have dessert after every meal. Like, he definitely loved sugar.
Yeah.
So, right. I mean, I'm sure that didn't help, but I don't think, you know.
Or once it developed, it fed. You know,
right, exactly.
And maybe that was his body, the cancer was causing him to crave it. I don't know. Who knows?
Right, I know.
Bless his heart.
Yes.
So nutrition.
Right.
That's been your main, are you still plant-based vegan?
No.
You're not?
No. Okay. I eat everything now.
Talk to me. What do you eat?
What should we avoid?
Tell me. There's so much conflicting information.
I know, there is.
What is your general philosophy, and what do you follow in practice?
Carnivore diet, right? Like, just,
oatmeal is great. Oatmeal is
bad for
your blood
sugar.
Yeah. Meat is carcinogenic. You need meat, you know?
Yes.
You need more meat when you heal, actually. Like, there's so much conflicting information.
There is. And even soy and dairy and gluten and sugar, all of it. So I just, I was plant-based and I didn't feel good. So I'm also an O blood type. And I read the O blood type diet, you know, eons ago. And I realized, like, when I started to eat meat, I felt better again. When I had cancer, I was definitely plant-based. And I felt lethargic and brain dead and brain fog. So I went back to eating a little meat and I realized I felt good. And then I did go back to plant-based after he passed away, because I was like, okay, I think that's the way to go. And that time it felt like that was what was hot. Mm-hmm. And so then as time has gone on, I realized that doesn't sustain me. And also being my age, I think as we age, we need more protein. We need more amino acids. So I'm very much middle of the road. I eat a little bit of everything. I just don't I try not to do cow dairy. I try not to do gluten unless I'm in Europe, or I do eat sourdough.
Yeah.
And I have no craving for sugar, which is very weird because I love sugar growing up. But so I try to watch those things, but I do love food.
Yeah. Quality.
Quality food.
I call myself a qualitarian.
Yeah. High-end animal protein, just clean stuff.
Clean stuff. As close to, or maybe a naturetarian. Like, things that are as close to nature intended as possible. Yes. Like that's why sourdough bread I love, because it's just, right, you know, 3-4 simple ingredients.
Yeah, fermented.
No preservatives. Yeah. Yeah.
Easy to digest. I know. I just try to get clients to get more, you know, vegetables and fruits into their diet. I mean, because so many people are in the carbs and protein, and I'm just trying to get them to have 8 to 10 cups of vegetables per day, and that seems to be challenging.
It's challenging for me. I really need to like get more vegetables in my diet. It's wild.
I juice. Okay, I've been a juicer since I had cancer, so I used to go to Beverly Hills Juice all the time and get my juices. But they were beet and carrot, which was so much sugar in those days. No, I guess that's what kept me going. But now I don't put any fruit or beet or carrot in because it's too much sugar.
So you're getting vegetables through your juicing, and you're not worried about like not having the fiber.
Well, I've been blending them now. Okay. So, and I just drink a huge almost 32-ounce jar of it every day. Yeah. So then I don't have to worry as much throughout the day.
Yeah.
But I do eat my cleanse salad. So they're full of vegetables too, and sometimes the soups. So
I'm good.
So
tell me, how do you work with clients? Do you work, do you have events or programs or one-on-one coaching? And tell me some of your favorite transformation stories.
I love this because working with clients is my favorite thing. So one-on-one, just listening to people's stories and actually in an hour really getting to the nitty-gritty of, you know, why they're not feeling well, digestive issues, hormone issues, brain fog, sleep issues. I mean, it's crazy how much you can get from someone when you're asking a lot of questions and they really want to share. I mean, and also that they feel safe to do that. I mean, I love people, so, and I want to help them. And sometimes it's easy things to get them, you know, maybe they're just not hydrated or, you know, they're drinking too much caffeine or sugar or over-the-counter meds and they're very dehydrated. But so just, now I'm doing blood work on my clients. So in January I started, hooked up with Rupa up in San Francisco, and that has been the most fun of all because we can do a full blood panel under $300 with heavy metals, with full thyroid panel, full metabolic, like cholesterol, I mean everything there. So I can see the nitty gritty of what is going on. Most people's vitamin D is way too low, when their ferritin is off the charts low, their thyroid isn't humming, you know, there's just their heavy metals are way too high. It's wild. Like, you know, their arsenic and lead and mercury.
Yes, like in our environment.
Yes,
it's hard to escape.
Right. It's terrible. So really that's the most fun, is doing some blood work on a client and then being able to like give them some supplements to help them either detox the heavy metals for a while, get them off of that, like ultra binders or activated charcoal or zeolite or things like that, to just really get the heavy metals out of their body, because that's crucial. And then also just, of course, getting their vitamin D up to where they need to, so everything is cognitively doing better and they're more energized. And the hormones too, I test pregnenolone and DHEA. A lot of doctors don't do that. Those are precursors to, of course, estrogen, progesterone, and testosterone. So giving them a little pregnenolone is like life-saving, you know? It just like balances everything out. And it also helps the adrenals and the thyroid.
Oof. And who doesn't need help with their adrenals these days?
Right. Everyone does. Everyone's so stressed.
I know. And so overwhelmed and just the 24-hour anxious and scrolling and too much information.
There is way too much information. Yeah. I know. And even, you know, we all love Erewhon, of course, but even people walking into Erewhon are just completely overwhelmed. What do I eat? What supplements do I choose? You know, the supplement market is crazy.
It's crazy. Yeah. And people, you know, follow their influencers and they're like, oh, well, she takes this. And it's like, it's so bio-individual. It's crazy.
I want to take a moment to talk about the importance of drinking clean water. I think it's fairly well known, but if you're not aware, according to extensive research by the Environmental Working Group, virtually every home in America has harmful contaminants in its tap water. It's an unfortunate fact that drinking tap water is detrimental for our health. That's why you've got to check out AquaTrue. AquaTrue purifiers use a 4-stage reverse osmosis purification process. They remove 15 times more contaminants than ordinary pitcher filters. filters and are specifically designed to combat chemicals like PFAS in our water supply. And they have water purifiers to fit every type of home, from installation-free countertop purifiers to higher capacity under sink options. The best part is the filters are affordable and long-lasting. AquaTrue filters last from 6 months to 2 years, so there's no changing filters every 2 to 3 months, because if you're like me, you forget. I was always hesitant about drinking tap water, even filtered through a pitcher, but now I can hydrate to my heart's desire knowing my tap water is not just filtered with AquaTrue, it's purified. AquaTrue comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee and even makes a great gift. Today, my listeners receive 20% off any AquaTrue purifier. Just go to AquaTrue.com, that's AquaTrue.com, and enter code HEAL at checkout. That's 20% off any AquaTrue water purifier when you go to AquaTrue.com and use promo code HEAL. People say parenting is the greatest blessing and biggest challenge, and boy, is that true. I'm finding I need all the help I can get to stay calm and patient so I can apply the conscious parenting strategies I'm trying to learn as I go. Ned Mellow Magnesium is one of the things I'm leaning into right now. I've come to realize that without great sleep, things quickly become overwhelming and the stress from everyday life and parenting a toddler completely taxes my system. Ned Mellow Magnesium is helping me sleep deeper and stay resilient throughout the day, allowing me to be more patient and, well, mellow when holding space for tantrums and consciously navigating power struggles. Mellow Magnesium is a powerful daily super blend that contains 3 forms of chelated magnesium, GABA, L-theanine, amino acids, and over 70 trace minerals. It can improve sleep, reduce stress, increase energy, elevate mood, boost gut microbiome, and strengthen immunity. Ned's Mellow Magnesium was designed to address the fundamental imbalances that come with our modern lives. It helps empower your natural born ability to thrive as a human. Become the best version of yourself and get 15% off Ned products with code Kelly. Go to helloned.com/Kelly or enter code K-E-L-L-Y at checkout. That's HELLONED.com/Kelly to get 15% off.
Talk to me about heavy metals, because now I'm going to do the bug panel with you. Again, I'm healthy, but I'm also like, I don't know. I really need to like look a little below the microscope. Mm-hmm. Heavy metals, what do you do to, so you're talking about binders. Walk me through like, you know, what you're like the most of the heavy metals and how long it takes to get them out of your system and what you do. And then also have you like the brain, like mm-hmm. I feel like heavy metals go across the blood-brain barrier, and can blood tests detect what's in your brain, and how do we get them out of our brain?
That is a great question, because I don't know. I don't know if there's a blood test for that, because that's tricky, you know? But I always hope that if you can like detox the body, that hopefully some of that can come.
Totally, it's out of the get brain. To the brain.
Exactly.
In some way, shape, or form.
Yeah. Hopefully. I mean, most people are so dehydrated, first of all. There's an epidemic of cellular dehydration. Mm-hmm. So if you're dehydrated, you're not gonna be really like going to the bathroom enough and fully eliminating. So we need to get them hydrated. Very much so.
Yeah.
So we're drinking all this water, but we're just peeing it out because we don't have minerals in our soil and we're not processing, digesting the food and absorbing the minerals. So, you know, that's a huge one. Just getting them, you know, and the juices are great with, you know, we know parsley and cilantro are great heavy metal detoxifiers.
Yes.
So I'm always throwing those in my juices.
Okay.
Just to be protective.
Yeah.
I did in the fall have very heavy arsenic, which was wild. And I have a reverse osmosis machine and we tested the water and it was high arsenic. There's high arsenic in LA's water, which kind of sucks.
Got it.
But yes, and it's in chicken and it's in rice, you know, so you just want to buy rice that's been tested. And we all, Lundberg is a brand that tests their rice.
Okay.
But yeah, heavy metals wreak havoc with, I mean, they do cause cancer. They do cause all kinds of health issues. So, you know, it takes about 3 months to get people to detox the heavy metals.
Okay.
You know, well, some... And depending on what stage they're at.
Yeah.
But also going off of fish, and, you know, fish is very high in mercury, mm-hmm. you know, and just watching your chicken and your rice. And a lot of people over COVID were ordering in from all these places and probably getting cheap chicken and rice
Oof.
That had it in them.
Okay, so, time to detox. You're going to, the phone's going to ring off the hook with me first in line. What's the next appointment?
I know. I guess that's why I got into cleansing. When I first started the Cafe Gratitude Cleanse, I'm like, what is cleansing? You know, what does that mean? But I feel like that is such an important topic. We do need to be consistently cleansing in some way, whether it's just hydration or bad food that we're eating, you know, taking the inflammatory foods out of the diet, making sure we're not having the bad seed oils, like trying to figure out, you know, how much we go out to eat, because those are definitely going to be the bad seed oils, right?
Yeah. Cooking. I was even saying, you know, we shop so clean at home. And then I'm just not rigid, because there's too much rigidity in my life. Yeah. Like, I can't add stress to it. So I'm pretty liberal. But like, I went to a breakfast meeting today and I was going to order avocado toast on like fresh baked sourdough. And then I was in, I don't know if their avocados are organic, probably not.
Right.
And then I was like, no, I'm going to switch to an omelet. The eggs at a hotel restaurant, even though it's a nice hotel, are not going to be free range, organic, hormone free, antibiotic free. They're going to be conventional.
Right.
I imagine, because there's profit margins to be had. And I'm just like, my stomach has been cramping since then.
Do you think it's because of the food you ate or because of your thought process of
this
isn't healthy?
No, I didn't think about it until my stomach started cramping. I'm like, maybe I need to be more rigid, you know?
Right.
But it's finding that balance. But I do believe that in order to, like, I'd much rather go out into the world and enjoy life and be mindful about it. But
same.
Then, you know, cleanse every once in a while to just kind of reset. Tell me about the minerals in the water, because I, you know, a lot of people are doing, you know, electrolytes or whatever. I have fulvic acid and other minerals, and then, you know, this other monovitality that I just interviewed the guy. Like, I am really feeling it's all about minerals these days.
Yeah.
And we do have this cellular dehydration pandemic, whatever it is. So what do you do for your minerals
and
hydration?
Mine is probably not the healthiest, but I've been using it for 8 years, and I absolutely love it. It's called Ultima Replenisher.
Okay.
You've probably heard of it, right? It's been everywhere for so many years, but it does have some little bit of fillers and has citric acid in it, but what I do, it has magnesium, manganese, potassium, you know, chloride, zinc. It has a lot of the minerals, not just like a lot of electrolyte drinks have sodium.
Okay.
And I just feel so, I like dilute it like crazy because it has some stevia. So I put like a travel packet into 32 ounces, and I always use this example. I'll get on a flight to New York and I'll put the 32 ounce, the packet in the 32 ounces, drink the bottle, never have to get up to go to the bathroom.
Oh, wow.
I mean, it shows that I get up to stretch my legs, but I don't have to, like, so I'm absorbing it.
Oh, wow.
I know. It's great for jet lag.
So it's working.
It's working. Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, it gives you brain, like, clarity. Okay. It curbs your appetite.
Oh.
It helps with, like, motility, too, because you're getting hydrated.
Yeah.
And those minerals also help calm the central nervous system.
Okay, so tell me what it's called again.
Like, it's called Ultima Replenisher.
Okay. Check it out.
I know. It's not the cleanest. I've tried other ones, but I just keep going back to that one for some reason.
It works,
It works.
Okay.
Yeah. I travel with it. I love it. I give it to everybody because they love it. I mean, it's just like they do notice in the afternoon as your energy wanes, and they drink that. And they also are drinking 32 ounces too, which helps to get them hydrated, and they feel better.
I'm going to try it. So when you work with clients, obviously, you know, through my heal experience and everything, you know, nutrition is a foundational and fundamental aspect of a healing journey.
Yeah.
But do you guide them and send them to other practitioners to do the emotional spiritual stuff? Like, walk me through one or two of your favorite stories of working with a client, how you helped them kind of overhaul and reset and detox, and then maybe supported them with some other practitioners.
I mean, I feel so lucky, because when I got into this business 10 years ago, there weren't a lot of people doing this, or 13 when I went back to school. So I love that, like, you know, you got in years ago and sort of met these incredible healers, right? I mean, for the documentary, of course. And then I had worked with Medical Medium prior to the documentary,
which was so much fun. Saw each other, right?
Yeah.
At that event in Hollywood.
He helped me put my Hashimoto's into remission the first time. It was wild. So Now I've just explored a lot of healers. There are a lot of good ones out there. But there's a couple that I absolutely adore. There's one, her name's Camilla Sacradalera. She is, I'm trying to remember her nationality. She's a doll. She's a hypnotist, meditation person. And she helps a lot of clients. She can hypnotize them to get up the next day and start eating healthy.
Oh,
like,
wow.
It's wild how quickly she works. And she's also just a beautiful human. She's done a lot of that with me. I've had some sleep issues. Then she'll like do a hypnosis on me and I'll be sleeping again.
Wow.
Or just, you know, she also gets, for the cancer clients, she'll get them feeling like they're already on a healing journey rather than like surviving. You know, so she's gets them in their head like, okay, I'm getting past this. Yeah. I'm going to be okay. Yeah. So she gets them believing. She goes into the subconscious and helps them rework that subconscious, let go of those thought patterns that aren't working for them anymore. So it's been amazing. And then I have another girl that I work with who is I don't know exactly how to explain what she does, but she can go into the body and release energy that isn't working, but also like for people who have pain, she can release pain from the body. Like,
oh, wow.
I've had some of those sessions with her where I've had some pain on my hips and then I'll do a session and it's gone.
Wow.
It's
like, what's her name?
I know. Her name is Natalia McLeod.
Okay.
Yeah, cool. She's awesome. So I work a lot with those two.
Okay.
These days. I still love, you know, I mean, I love Joe Dispenza and his work and Peter Crone still. Mm-hmm. All of them are just so amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, and Gwen. I mean, I love breath work. So
yes, Gwen Dittmar.
I am constantly trying to get clients to, you know, check out Gwen, check out Camilla, just to get like an arsenal of people mm-hmm. that can really guide them and help them. I'm not trained in that. So I love listening. I love helping with the food. I love the supplements. I love, you know, helping them cleanse.
To bring in the subconscious mind, the beliefs that maybe have gotten them to the behavior and the lifestyle choices because they have some sort of subconscious that they're not aware of belief system that is, you know, negative and disempowering.
Yeah.
You know, that have led them to a dis-ease state today.
Exactly. Yeah. People don't realize that we just operate 95% out of our subconscious.
Yeah.
I mean, it's crazy that we're only 5% conscious. People still look at me like, that doesn't happen.
Yeah, I know.
You know, I'm like, your subconscious is ruling you. Mm-hmm. So sometimes you don't even know why you're doing the things you're doing, right?
Which is why, like, I mean, our body breathes mm-hmm. and our heart beats and all of these things are amazing, which we don't have to think about. So that's all subconscious. We're not consciously making those things happen.
Right.
However, we hold our breath because mm-hmm. of subconscious belief patterns. And so we're not breathing as openly and as deeply and as efficiently as the body is intended to. So our subconscious programming really gets in the way and affects the, you know, functions of our body.
Right.
Like, I'm
God, I wish I knew that earlier in life.
Like, even now, I'm like, I'm breathing deeply.
I know. Yeah. Like, I wish, you know, when I see my girls growing up in those first 7 years, you know, I know a lot of the subconscious is fully downloaded, right?
Yeah.
In those first 7 years. So I'm like, oh God, those first 7 years were crazy.
Your daughter, I know. But look, you had no choice. You guys were in survival.
Yes.
You only knew what you knew. And I mean, I'm sitting here fully aware of that statistic and mm-hmm. what Bruce Lipton and Joe Dispenza and Deepak and all the people told me in the film, Great Braden. And I'm working like trying to be as conscious as I am as I can be with my 4-year-old daughter because I know she's just sponging. And I have so much support from so many holistic practitioners, whether it's body work or breath work or angel healing or whatever it is. I do it all.
Right.
And I still have days where I lose my shit. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm patterning her with a negative belief system, you know? But you just have to like have grace and do the best you can.
That's life.
Yeah.
That's
and they chose us.
Yeah, right.
They knew that.
For a reason.
They knew what they were getting.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. No, I know. I feel really like, I mean, that's the one thing that's been really incredible. I would say my biggest blessing is that now where I am in my life, I have so much peace and I'm so grateful. And I'm grateful, like I have so much love for myself, not ego wise, but just for who I am and what I've done. And just like, just as a human, you know, mm-hmm. on this planet and being able to help people, that's transferred, I think, over to the girls. And they just watch that.
Yeah.
And that, I think, has been the best gift I could ever give them.
Yeah. And it's never too late.
Right.
And you have so much more high quality life to live because you have done that healing work and you are at a place where you're self-accepting and you're recognizing, yeah. even if we're not doing things perfectly, we are, you know, living from the heart and we're yeah. helping and we're serving and we're doing the best we can. And to finally be able to kind of take that in and embrace ourselves and not abandon yeah. ourselves. And right. it takes a minute to get there. And hopefully the more we're sharing, the more we're helping, like younger generations can start doing that earlier.
Yeah. Yeah. I would love that. Yes, that's what I talk to my clients about. You know, I'll ask them, do you love yourself? And most of them say no.
Yeah.
Like right like that. It's, oh, my heart just sinks mm-hmm. when they say that. So yeah. And these are people with full lives and beautiful lives, yeah. you know, but they don't even know, like they haven't been navigated, you know, to know how to do that or taught.
Yeah. And or you think you love yourself and like there's aspects that you love and then you find yourself, you've abandoned yourself. Or right. even this morning on the way here, I was like, wow, I still have to work through so much judgment. And most of it, if you're judging others, it comes from self-judgment and yeah. parts of yourself that you're pushing away or have shame around or, you know, in denial of. And then you, like, but you need to project that energy somewhere. So you're going
right.
to, it's going to be reflected and triggered back to you in society, you know. But that's all really, like, exactly. your own self-judgment and criticism, which is yeah. so brutal.
It's like,
When can I let that go? When am I going to get there?
I don't know if that's ever going to happen. Yeah. Like, it will slowly over time, right? But I wonder if it ever, like, I think that too for myself. Like, I've done so much work. Why can't I be there at the end game? But I don't know if there's ever an end game. So yeah. there's always something that's going to be coming down the pike that's totally. Going to have to teach me to do that.
Yes. I call it, like, it's expanding outward and upward. Like, this, right. like, reverse spiral. You're going to get new challenges that are going to,
right,
you know, layers, peeling right. the onion.
Exactly. I think the biggest thing is to be able to know that you can get past these challenges and you can overcome them mm-hmm. with health, with, you know, emotional, physical, whatever it is. Like, if you have that ability to know that you can do it, I feel like anything is possible.
Yes, it totally is. Anything is possible. I feel like that's how I try to lead my life. And you know, Joe Dispenza, his words just ring through my head all the time. It's like we live in a world of infinite possibilities. And because mm-hmm. of our subconscious beliefs, because of society, because of these like just kind of narratives, like we limit what we believe is possible. Right. And so much more is possible. And that's why like I love Anita Morjani's story, because her physical body was so far gone. And yet with a shift in consciousness, it came back online and sprouted like a beautiful garden. Like, and all the cancer left her body. And I mean, it's just like, if someone wants an inspiring mm-hmm. cancer transformation story, read Dying to Be Me by Anita Morjani. She's the one that finally got me to say, okay, I'm ready to do heal.
Right. She was?
Yeah.
Oh my God, I read her story a long time ago.
She was the straw that like it had been marinating. Yeah. And then I read her and I was like, she's the poster child of possibility. Mm-hmm. And I believe totally. That in every area of life, whether you're struggling with finances, whether you're struggling with health, whether you're struggling with you know, timelines of fertility or timelines of meeting a man, like why, or mm-hmm. a woman, whatever mm-hmm. your preferences.
Right.
And just going, well, I'm 44 and I'm not going to meet a man. And you know, and I'm like, it can happen overnight. No. So much as possible. No. Stop limiting yourself with these narratives. Right.
Right.
And
true.
Yeah. I love Aaron Rodgers right now is like, he's like, I'm attacking my rehab for my torn Achilles. Mm-hmm. He's like, you know, there's what people think is possible and I'm going for the impossible, you know, and that's just right. people and Roger Bannister who broke the 4-minute mile and then people immediately after
right.
ran a sub-4-minute mile because someone just has to keep whatever you think is possible, go beyond that
right.
times 10, like aim far beyond that because so much more is possible and right. you just have to crack through that. You know,
the barrier,
illusory yeah. wall, you
right?
know? Yeah,
and not have fear. Like yeah. we all live so fearful. You know, that's the hard thing.
Yeah,
we live in fear,
fear. Okay, I'm going to go for this. I'm going to declare this, and then mm-hmm. what if I fail? What if I don't get
right.
there?
It's I know.
Like, this is life.
It
like,
is.
What else is there but to try?
I know.
I want to share a fun fact about myself. I am obsessed with brushing my teeth. A clean mouth and bright white smile are so important to me. And equally important to me is using toothpaste made from clean ingredients. And then there's the oral microbiome. There's a lot of talk about the gut these days, and less talk about how crucial it is for good health to have a diverse and balanced oral microbiome too. Which brings me to Bite, my new favorite products that give me the bright, clean smile and thriving oral biome I strive for. Bite is an innovative and visionary company that cares about the environment like I do. Because of Bite, 250,000 pounds of plastic toothpaste tubes were kept out of landfills and oceans. How do they do it? Bite offers dry toothpaste tablets called Bits that are made with clean ingredients. They're sulfate-free, palm oil-free, and glycerin-free, and come in reusable glass jars. Bite toothpaste Bits are so convenient. You just pop a bit in your mouth, chew it up, and start brushing. It will turn to toothpaste just like you're used to, but with no plastic tube or messy goo. It takes a little getting used to, but once you do, you'll never look back. Bite toothpaste Bits are great for travel, too. TSA is not stopping you for your Bits. And the Bite whitening gel is the best I've ever tried. Bite is offering our listeners 20% off your first order. Go to trybite.com/heal or use code HEAL at checkout to claim this deal. That's TRYBITE.com/heal.
That's what I like a lot, going just back to the nutrition, you know, when people feel good. I know when I feel good and at my best and I'm eating really healthy and clean, sleeping, meditating, exercising. I mean, like anything is, I feel like I can do it all.
Yeah.
Like it's like I can do multiple things and I mean, if I feel like I can go across those barriers consistently.
And so, you're healthy, so your brain is functioning.
Yes,
so,
well.
But when we are like on a bad streak of eating or not sleeping because we're overstressed, or we're drinking a little too much wine because we're stressed, or whatever it is, and we feel crappy, and then it's a snowball down of mental health is depressed, it's so hard to believe in possibility. It's so hard to overcome that like depressed mental state, you know?
Yeah.
But if you can get your system back online through just like one step in front of the other, I'm not saying this is easy, but like just for, you know, in the basic, if you're not like clinically depressed and you're just not feeling good because you're not taking care of yourself, and that possibility seems so impossible, and your finances, there's no hope, and there's no hope for love, and there's no hope for abundance, and it's you know, it's like a downward spiral. It's like you really have to start with the basics of sleep.
Yeah.
Healthy food, maybe a detox reset.
Yeah, that's why I came up with the cleanse.
To like push that reset button and go, okay, I need to snap myself out of this. Tell me about the cleanse.
So the cleanse, like, it's so much fun because that's what people email us daily saying, oh my God, in 5 days, I am a different person. So with, you know, taking out all those inflammatory foods and giving them all these vegetables, we give them over 50 vegetables in 5 days. It's crazy. And just the whole idea, we give them enzymes so they can break down the food, you know, magnesium so they can consistently go to the bathroom. We take care of them and give them all this food, and it's fresh and organic, and in 5 days they're like, they can think better, they sleep better. I mean, most of the men lose like 10 pounds, which is kind of not fair because the women are 6 pounds, 5 or 6 pounds. But, you know, it's just like, it's so much fun to be able to like actually serve them something where they don't even have to think about it.
Yeah.
So the food is prepared for them, and they just get it 2 days during the week on a Sunday and a Wednesday, and it's fresh. And
make it easy for them.
Yeah, I wish I could do it outside of LA, but I'm such a stickler in how much what it tastes like, the quality, and it's just hard to go outside to be able to do that.
One day you'll find.
Yeah, one day.
You'll find good people in the rest of the world.
True.
To do it for you, but I think that 5 day reset. So when people are like, oh, it feels like you're turning around a tanker. It's like, no, if you just focus on 5 days, you're gonna start sleeping better, feeling better, and then all of a sudden your energy goes through the roof, and you're like, okay, I can overcome this. I can go for the impossible, and you know, you feel like a superhero, and then you broke that habit of, when you feel better, you make better choices.
Yeah,
you know, and you don't, like, you just treat yourself better. And so the longer you can do that, the more, you know, the bad habits and the crutches just fall away,
right?
You know, but it starts with that reset or the cleanse. That's why I love that offering.
Right. Yeah. I know. I guess it is really fun to be able to have the offering, right? And the 7 day is something that people do outside of LA, so they cook it on their own, and you know, or they just get some of the soups and salads and they incorporate them into their diet, and even that does a good thing for them because they are not eating that way.
Yeah.
To teach them to, and also the 5 day when they're off of it, they're like, oh my God, I feel so good. Like I want to eat healthy.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's fun too.
You make better choices.
Yes. Yes. It's all about, like living your best life. You know, I just feel like, it's attainable for everyone.
Yeah. But it's easy to get ripped down the current of stress in modern life and scrolling and, you know, the downward spiral of feeling bad about yourself or like comparing yourself to others, and then I got to work harder, and then you burn yourself out.
Yeah,
and
I know.
So I just think a reset. I'm like a big 5 day reset detox fan because I have, you know, I have like a couple vices, cheese and wine being
that,
two of
that
them,
is
and
too,
like
right?
It's just my body loves when I take a break.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
right? I mean that's hard for me too. The cheese, not so much. The wine. Or the alcohol, the tequila, is a tough one.
I know.
So I've been doing this lately, which as a nutritionist, I probably shouldn't say this, but you've heard of berberine. It's all over, right? Instagram.
Yeah, yeah.
So it resets, you know, it helps you metabolize your sugar in your gut.
Yeah.
So it resets your gut. So a lot of people on SIBO, they take berberine, or, you know, when they're just lowering their blood sugar levels, they take berberine as one of the things. So when I go out now or have pizza, pasta, and wine, I take berberine before I go out, and I can't tell you how much that helps.
I love this little hack.
It's a little hack, and it helps you metabolize down that sugar faster
in
your gut, so it doesn't hang out in there too long.
Thank you. Okay, good.
Just thought you needed that.
Yeah, not that we're promoting, you know, going out and drinking and eating.
But
no, I mean, look.
But you have to have some. You have to have some hacks. I mean, like with the, you know, hydration, you got to have that.
Yeah.
All of those things, you'll feel better. Or even just if you juice or, you know, do a smoothie with a greens powder or throwing some greens into your smoothie and just getting some of those nutrients at a cellular level are so crucial.
Right.
Because our guts aren't really healthy.
Well, and our environment has just been riddled with toxins.
Yeah.
And we're not, you know, we're evolving, but we're not catching up as fast as we can. Plus, you know, pour a bunch of stress on it and anxiety and social media and invisible toxins like EMF, and now I'm just depressing everybody. So go out and drink wine and take your river in. No, I'm kidding. Not encouraging drinking. I think different bodies can handle different things.
Exactly. Yeah. And it depends on where you're at with your life. Yeah.
Exactly.
And your hormones.
Yeah. So
you're not quite there yet.
Yeah.
Right? Thank God.
Well, I'm not. Thank God. I'm still, still, but I'm on the precipice. It's devastating. Tell me, speaking of which, that precipice, tell me about pro-aging so that I'm so excited about this.
They'll probably come out next year.
Okay.
And it really is my story of how I have been able to turn back the clock. I've done various tests to see what my biological age is, and it is in the early 50s, which is kind of fun.
Amazing.
So, but yeah, it's just all the modalities that are out there, the right blood work, the right doctors to go see, you know, just finding the right people to support you. It's all like NAD, you know, it's IVs, it's also ozone. If, you know, there's so many right supplements for anti-aging, you know, nowadays. I mean, there are a lot of books out there. Peter Attia's book is fantastic. Mm-hmm. You know, Tony Robbins wrote that book a few years ago or last year about anti-aging. So, and a lot of those things are working.
David Sinclair. You're just doing like a woman's version of that.
Right.
Or, I mean, it's probably for everybody. But.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I'm just doing what has worked for me and what hasn't worked. I mean, I love infrared saunas. I love cold plunge.
Yeah.
I know you do too.
I do.
Is that just jumping in the ocean for you?
It is in Malibu. We used to have a cold plunge at our other house.
Okay.
So but we're just very blessed to live on the beach.
Yeah.
The Pacific Ocean is generally pretty cold.
Pretty cold, right?
And so, and just the salts and the minerals from the ocean, I think, are really good. So I try to get in the ocean every day.
Fantastic. I know. So there's great hacks out there for us to be able to infiltrate. So I'm just trying to make it easy for people.
Totally. Yeah. And you know, maybe someone not in LA or New York is like, ozone, IVs, NAD, like what are you talking about? What are like what's for someone that's like, where are you from, Anne? Alabama.
Right.
Where, you know,
Montgomery.
somewhere that's like not fully in just all this wellness woo-woo stuff. Yeah. What are the five most important things that you could offer? Like just the basics that could like put someone on the right track, like maybe a supplement, a practice, mm-hmm. you know, what are the five things
great
that you, to start them to just be like, this generally applies across the board. What can you do tomorrow?
Well, sleep is huge.
Yeah.
So someone, you know, who has had sleep issues, like, oh, it's terrible when you don't sleep through the night. Mm-hmm. And women need 8 to 10 hours of sleep. I think that we don't realize because we have to restore our adrenals. Men can get away with 6 or 7. I don't know if you know that, but women need at least 8.
Oh, gosh.
So I think it's like
I get 6 to 7.
You do?
Yeah.
I
no
know.
Wonder.
So
it all makes sense.
We have to, you know, just for hormones and, you know, adrenals and like thyroid
beauty.
And all that. Yeah, beauty, wrinkles, right?
Yeah.
sleep is huge. Like sleep hygiene is huge. I do wear my Oura ring. Sometimes it drives me absolutely bonkers. Mm-hmm. So I'm not sure if I would recommend it to everybody because when the sleep score sucks, I'm depressed.
Yeah.
But it does kind of give you an idea of, you know, how things are going.
What's your HRV like average when you're sleeping well?
I can't even remember.
Like on my Oura ring, it's probably like in, like, I think like 20s to 30s.
I was
going to
say 26 or,
yeah. Because I mean, I've been like consistently at like 16, 17. I'm
really?
Like, I really need to like, I need to do a reset.
Yeah. I would say the sleep is just crucial. So, I mean, you know, I never have my phone in my room and really I just try to do a meditation before bed, things like that, just to really calm the system. I also would say that, you know, exercise is also super important, but I love walking. I love meditation. I love yoga. Yoga is just kind of gets myself back in my body. Mm-hmm. So it really calms my system down because I'm like a little bit high energy and I'm an Aries. So I'm like always go, go, go.
Same girl, same.
So the yoga is crucial. Like that gets me back in my body.
Yeah.
And has been super helpful. And also keeps me limber and strong because I do power yoga.
Okay.
I would say NAD I love. So I do NAD shots. I'm sure someone from Alabama is not going to be doing NAD shots, but I don't love the NAD IVs. I never feel good.
Okay.
So for cellular metabolism, I've been doing like supplements for a long time. Now I do my own injections of NAD and I feel amazing after I do injection.
Okay. Like, but just, there's NAD supplements.
There's precursors to NAD. I love that for cellular metabolism, you know, just brain fog and all of that. That's something that has been incredible. So I would say that's three. Hydration is kind of crucial.
Minerals.
And then I would just say, you know, also vegetables, like eating more fruits and vegetables, eating real food. I mean, that is where all the nutrients are. The vitamins, minerals, phytonutrients, antioxidants, like that's where the good stuff is. You know, just adding more of that into your diet.
We are nature. We need to eat from nature. Nature is our fuel, the sunshine,
the
air
sunshine.
We breathe out, the trees breathe in, and vice versa. It's like we live in this symbiosis with nature, and we need to be eating mostly from nature and eating out of a box with preservatives and chemicals and toxins. It's going to ultimately throw all of our systems out of whack, not just digestion.
Yeah, yeah. And so, I mean, resetting foods, yourself with the sun in the morning is one of my favorite things. You know, just that, getting that morning sun. I love that.
I'm like playing around with sun gazing. Again, consult your doctor, do it safely. I don't want to like people going out and looking at the sun at noon, but the first hour
without your sunglasses on.
But I've been doing like 10, 20, 30 seconds of just like lit gazing at the sun. But we wake up, my daughter and I wake up really early. So it's like just above the horizon, you know. And then I hold, like we hold our palms out to the sun and you can just feel like, and I'm just like, it's almost like I'm like charging the phone. I'm like,
wow,
let's go out.
You
can
feel the energy.
Riley, you can feel the energy like coming into your palms.
Wow.
And I mean, I don't know. I just like that.
That's great.
The sun gives us life. Without the sun, the earth would die. We would die.
Yeah.
So I love that little exercise of really, and to see the beautiful, you know, the beauty of the sunrise or the sunset, whichever direction you have access to.
Right.
It is such a nice practice to just like soak in that energy directly for, you know, a minute or two.
And also just knowing the sun's going to rise and sun's going to set also helps us, you know, realize that life keeps going on. Mm. You know, helps us feel safe sometimes, I feel like.
Yes.
You know, it's like a safety factor. Your sun's going to rise tomorrow. Yeah. It's going to set. Like,
yeah.
You know, a lot of us kind of get into that downward spiral.
And also, if it doesn't, that's out of our control. So there's like, there's an aspect of surrender.
Oh, yeah.
Of like perspective of there's only so much we can control. So.
Yeah, true.
Control the things that you can and let go of everything else. I'm saying this into the microphone as if I can do this every day. I'm telling myself this, but it is.
It's I would say the same. Yeah. I don't do it as often as I should. The surrender is very hard for an Aries. Yeah,
I know, totally.
And a control freak. But I know that over the years, as I've surrendered and not had to control my daughter's lives or people's lives around me, that is opened up my world tremendously.
Yeah,
you know, to also have people have come into my world that have been really special.
Mm-hmm,
you know, that's been really awesome to surrender to that.
Find this could be like a nice place to lead off to finish off the surrender. I find that being in the world of healing, because many people reach out to me as a resource. And I want to help everybody. Yeah. There's only so much I can do. There's only so much bandwidth I have, and ultimately. I can't drive someone's healing journey. Like I can, you know, what heal was kind of like, here's a tray of options. You tune in to what resonates with you and then you dive deeper. I can't hold your hand and do it for you. So how, like when you work with clients, you know, you can guide them. You can lead the horse to water, but you can't make them drink. So how have you managed the surrender of letting people and letting their journey unfold and like not getting too... Just how do you handle that dynamic?
That's a tricky one.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of interesting because I take on their energy when I talk to them. And that was really tricky for a long time. And that's what caused me to have some insomnia and have to do some plant medicine journeys to get myself out of the insomnia. But now I wear a crystal on my body so that I don't take on their energy, so that I can protect myself from not getting so vested.
Mm.
I'm definitely vested in some ways because I do want to help, like you were just explaining, but I can't get that vested.
Yeah.
And I can easily, you know, take on their pain, their suffering. But this selenite wand that I wear in my bra is incredible. Like it just protects me and it has this barrier of like, okay, I'm going to take care of you, but I'm not going to sacrifice myself. That's more of what happens with me. I sacrifice myself for them. And I want to hold their hand and lead them down to the water to drink. But I just, and then I'm also, I just energetically send them love. Like you, and also like, I just love this person. I love all my clients. It's weird to say, but I just like, you can do this. Mm-hmm. I love you. You know, you can actually do this on your own and you're going to feel so good when you actually do it on your own.
Yeah. And you know? Ultimately, like, this is what I'm learning even just in certain like relationships, like, you know, I'm not responsible for their happiness.
Yeah.
I'm not responsible for their success or whatever. Like my intention is pure. I can do whatever I can do, but ultimately everybody is responsible for their own journey and how they respond to life and how, and so we can just do the best we can and then just like, let go and let God.
Right.
You know,
it's
tough.
Hope for the best.
And hope for the best and give them, give them all we got, you know?
But I feel like if they know we care, you know, that much.
Yeah.
That almost feel like they want to do it sometimes for us. Like, I mean, yes, for themselves mostly, but there's a little part like, I want to have Kelly be proud of me or Alyssa be proud of me in a little bit of way, I think.
Yeah, whatever motivates you. Because a lot of these people don't have a lot of self-love.
Yeah.
You know, if they're in this state or they have shame around the state that they find themselves in.
Yeah.
So if they can do it, even if they can do it for us, that's a really good point.
Yeah.
I like that. Well, okay, so tell us where people can find you and what you're excited about that they should check out.
AlyssaGoodman.com. I have a website and a newsletter that goes out every week. I'm on Instagram, a little bit on TikTok. It's so bizarre that I'm 63 on Instagram, which always feels weird. Even my girls aren't really on social media, but And yeah, I'm excited about Pro Aging Hacks. I'm like really excited about the blood work and helping more clients, because that's been really like steamrolling.
Enlightening,
and,
yeah.
Oh my God, enlightening too. And the functional medicine school, just really getting to the nitty gritty, you know, of what is at the root of people's health issue. I feel like I have a lot of the surface stuff, but I'm going deeper.
Yeah.
And I've always wanted to do that. I think in the earlier years, if I had decided I went into the advertising world, my dad was in the advertising world, so it was exciting, but if I had my choice, I probably would have gone to med school.
Okay, well, you're getting the best
later.
What does a functional medicine degree entail?
It's
or certificate or whatever
that. Yeah, it's like hours of training. It's about 6 months, like is it 6 months, 3 months of training, like 6 hours a week. And it's like Dr. Cole's on it. A lot of functional medicine doctors are teaching on this platform.
Yeah, it's just going to help give you another deeper layer of understanding.
Yeah.
So you can help your clients on a deeper level.
I always want to learn more constantly.
You're like a seeker. You're a seeker.
Yes.
Well, thank you for sharing your wisdom and what you've learned so far with us and your life experience. And best of luck.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah.
It was a blast.
Always.
Could talk to you forever.
I know. To be continued.
Yes.
When
thank
Pro
you.
Aging Hacks comes out, we'll have
absolutely.
You back on.
Absolutely.
Awesome. Thank you for listening to the Heal Podcast. Be sure to tune in every Thursday for more empowering wisdom and inspiring healing stories. And make sure you hit the follow button on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts so you don't miss that one episode that holds the answer you've been searching for. And please rate and review us so that we can grow and reach more people. Thanks so much. And